Good morning. Welcome to Tchaikovsky's Canon on WMFO 91.5 in Medford. Happy to be with you on this fine Friday morning. So this is the first show this semester. I'm Aiden Menchaca, by the way. And we have an entire show devoted to Franz Liszt. This is the only show on WMFO that's classical, and so today we're going to be doing one of my favorite composers, who I've really been getting into recently. So Franz Liszt is actually one of the most diverse people in the classical tradition. Born in 1811 in Hungary, he was a master of the Romantic era. Not only was he a virtuoso of the piano, but he composed a variety of other works. Some include symphonic works, and he was also credited with the creation of the tone poem, which was used in the 20th century and the late 19th century. So today, our first selection will be a piece by him, the Piano Concerto No. 1, played by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Christian Zimmermann. This is really the first piece that I ever listened to that I really loved by Franz Liszt, and so here it is for you to hear.
Thank you.
a welcome back. There we had some piano work. That was the first song. There was Richard Wagner about Liszt's early friend's death, the composer Richard Wagner. That was played by Maurizio Pollini. Then we had Liszt's transcription of the second movement of Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, played by Konstantin Scherbakov. And, you know, that's pretty interesting. I'm sure some of you heard, you say, oh, this isn't Franz Liszt, this is Beethoven. That's one of the things that Franz Liszt was really famous for. About half his works actually were transcriptions or variations of other composers' pieces, and so I wanted to bring that into this show because that's a really big part of what he did for classical music. And then finally we heard his prelude and fugue on the name Bach with Thomas Trotter on the organ. That's another thing that people don't really recognize Franz Liszt for, is organ music. But he was very important in prefiguring the works of some like Camille Saint-Saëns. So here is a quick PSA for the half hour. Walking is a good exercise. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you out in the fresh air, exercise, burn calories, and save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So that's always important. You know, I think I'll be walking to Harvard Square myself today. So a couple more things for this hour. Franz Liszt did some pretty innovative work, especially with the creation of tone poems. And so that's the next piece that we will be listening to. This is Orpheus, after the Greek mythological character, recorded by the London Symphony Philharmonic Orchestra with Bernard Haitink at the helm. I hope you enjoy this, and we'll get into the next half hour of the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
And welcome back. Looks like we're getting close to the end of the hour. There we had Consolation number 3 and Das Wandern, which is actually a piece you might have recognized by Franz Schubert. That was another transcription, just like the Beethoven Symphony that we just had. And those were both played by Jose Bollet. We just have one more piece in our list of songs. if you will, here's the offertorio of his Hungarian Coronation Mass with the Hungarian State Orchestra. Thanks for listening, and I will see you next week.